What's up, guys? It's Shannon. It is a new year, and if you're like most people, you probably made it your resolution to become a better you. Now, regardless of what better version of you you're looking for, it all starts with the same thing, and that is sleep. One thing that's changed the quality of my sleep at night is my Brooklinen sheets. When I crawl into bed at night, I feel like I'm crawling into a five-star luxury hotel bed, but I didn't pay a five-star price. That makes it even better. And Brooklinen sheets don't just feel good, but they look good too. They've got over 20 colors and patterns for you to choose from, so you can definitely find something that matches the rest of your bedroom. My Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on, and now it is time for your upgrade. Just go to brooklinen.com and enter the promo code Shannon to get $20 off and free shipping. And while you're there, you can also order some Brooklinen towels, Brooklinen robes, maybe some sleep masks. And Brooklinen is so confident in their products that all of their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. But the only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use the promo code Shannon at brooklinen.com. It's brooklinen.com. Promo code Shannon. Brooklinen. These really are the best sheets ever.
Check this out.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
All aboard!
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Hey, Shannon.
Hey, Deontay.
I am still in Christmas recovery mode.
I'm still washing my privates with my hands. Anyway, go ahead.
Christmas really snuck up on me this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because the kids got out so close to Christmas. And I'm not one of those people that gets all of my shopping done like at Thanksgiving. But I normally don't. I'm not usually still shopping the day before Christmas.
Right.
And this year, the week of, I was still ordering things to be sent to the house.
Oh, that's trouble.
From beginning to end, this whole Christmas buying season was off for me because my kids didn't really ask for anything this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we go see Santa when we take our Christmas pictures. So my kids get one-on-one time with Santa. We don't have to go to the mall and, you know, wait in a big line. Our photographer knows Santa, and Santa comes to the photography studio. One-on-one time with Santa. I do a little eavesdropping. Good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Sydney wanted the American Doll Kitchen.
Oh, I can imagine that's really affordable.
Uh-huh, yeah, $250 affordable.
Oh, my gosh.
It was the only thing she wanted.
Get her some wood and some paint and tell her to make one.
Miles wanted an Xbox. We have been anti-video game.
Yeah.
He's 8. All of his friends, you know, are on Xbox or Switch or Nintendo or whatever all those things are. Everybody's playing Fortnite and Roblox and all the things and whatever. And Jude, he just wanted a red race car.
Aww.
So my initial plan was to get everyone an iPad.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought then Miles can play video games and Sydney can watch stopgap American Girl YouTube videos and Jude can watch Netflix and we're all good.
Mm-hmm.
And then a friend of mine recommended that, I don't know if you've ever seen the list, I want, I need,
yeah,
I'll read.
Yeah.
And I've never done that because gifts are my love language, giving and receiving.
Right.
I love to give gifts. So I always go overboard at Christmas. I don't give my kids a lot of stuff the rest
the
of
year,
the year,
yeah.
But I go overboard at Christmas. That's how I was raised. It's just what I do. So to me, that feels very limiting.
Mm-hmm.
But one of my girlfriends was like, just do it. I swear it will save you. So I print out the letter, give it to them. We're going to send it to Santa.
Uh-huh.
We come up with all these ideas. So they say, you know, something I want, I need, I'll wear,
I'll read.
And then I would really, really, Santa, I would really, really like it if you brought me this.
Right.
Well, everybody had Sydney's big thing was the American Girl kitchen. Miles's was an Xbox and Jude. Poor Jude, he just wants Legos, Minecraft Legos.
Oh. Aww.
Or Ninjago Legos. But then later I heard him ask for an iPad.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, great. So everybody's got like their big gift and then we got, you know, the small stuff. But here I am waiting up till the last minute to order things and get things shipped to the house. And so the last day that you can order for things to arrive, Christmas Eve, I order these things. Mm-hmm. And then Christmas Eve comes and I have three things that aren't there.
Oh, no.
I had ordered Miles a Minecraft t-shirt and some Legos. Those didn't come. I had ordered Sydney a pair of boots. The company that I ordered the shoes from said they were delivered, but they weren't.
Oh.
And then Jude's iPad was supposed to come the day after Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Well, I got an email saying that it was delivered Christmas Eve.
Oh, no.
But it wasn't.
So what do you do?
This has been the longest process ever. I called to get the t-shirt and the Legos replaced.
Uh-huh.
Here we get that 3 days later. And then the original package also comes three days later.
Yeah, that's how it works, isn't it?
Same thing with the boots.
Uh-huh.
Only they didn't send me one replacement pair for the boots. They sent me two.
Oh.
And then the originals came. So
that's
now
awful.
I have three pairs of boots and none of them fit her.
Oh.
And the iPad. That's the big issue.
Oh, boy.
Fortunately, I have an iPad.
Mm-hmm.
So I keep everything. So I had the box and all of that.
Oh,
so I gave
okay.
him my iPad.
Mm-hmm.
So and just thinking, OK, I'll switch him out when it comes the day after Christmas.
Right.
And I didn't realize until the day after Christmas that I'd gotten an email saying that it had arrived.
Mm-hmm.
So here I am. I call, you know, the store, blah, blah, blah. We don't have it. OK, well, when in this situation, we ask that you check with your neighbors. OK, I've already done that. Okay, we have to wait 48 hours to see if it shows up.
Right.
It doesn't show up. So then I call them back. Well, we need to do a search on our end with FedEx to see blah, blah, blah. Okay. That's another 24 hours. And then it's almost Christmas Eve and things get away from me. So finally I call back. In order to have it replaced, I have to file a police report for this missing iPad that never showed up at my house.
Uh-huh.
And so I call the police department and they're like, well, was it stolen? I don't know. We were home all day Christmas Eve. So
right.
I don't know. Maybe there was a point where they came to the door and dropped it off and somebody came right behind them and took it. But I don't think so. I think they just delivered it to someone else's house and whoever they delivered it to kept it. Or maybe
right.
the FedEx driver kept it. I don't know. So then how do I file a police report for something that was stolen that I don't know was stolen?
Uh-huh.
So here we are a month later, and I still don't have an iPad.
Oh, God. Have you gone to the top of the company where you bought it from?
No, because I did it online, and so it's not like I can go into the store and say, hey, I need to speak with a manager. And so this is going to be a very, very long process.
See?
I'm anticipating.
See, I ordered a thing of $14 deodorant because I've been trying to use the non-aluminum or whatever deodorant.
Mm-hmm.
So I ordered it on like Christmas, maybe. I don't remember. It took 11 days to get my thing of deodorant. So don't lose hope because it could happen.
It's so frustrating. And because I online shop all the time. Really, the only thing I buy, go into the store to buy is groceries.
Uh-huh.
And only because I like to look at stuff. I mean, I order groceries online for pickup occasionally. But for the most part, I enjoy going into the grocery store and picking all of the things I need. And, oh, yeah, I need that. That's kind of my thing. But everything else I order online all the time. And I never have issues.
Mm-hmm.
And then this year, out of the middle of nowhere, three different issues. It's like, I don't know, it's my payback for having had excellent delivery services for years and years and years.
Well, it's you and the rest of the world. I mean, everybody's doing so much online stuff now. And, you know, Amazon is trying to do their own delivery stuff with the little Sprinter trucks or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's just, I mean, if they can't even get stuff on time with UPS and FedEx and USPS helping them out, I don't understand how that's going to help.
I don't know. I will say I do love my Amazon delivery people. I see them going up and down the street all day long. Our people are fantastic. I've never really had any issues. The one time I had an issue with Amazon was probably 6 or 7 years ago when I ordered something. And, you know, everything's coming to the house. And so I wrap all my presents on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I saw that.
And that day I opened the present and one of the things was missing. And here I am in a panic because I don't have this, you know, DVD or whatever. And I get online and to Amazon and they're like, we'll just send one right out to you.
Oh, nice.
Well, fantastic. And that was the easiest process ever.
Well, let me tell you, my apartment complex is two complexes that they've brought together, mm-hmm. but it's still two different addresses.
Okay.
And so there is one side that has my apartment number and then my side that has my apartment number. Okay. And so there's been a handful of times that they've delivered my packages to the other side of the apartment complex.
Uh-huh.
And the most recent time that happened, well, let me give you the backstory to this order first. So we were doing the turkey trot.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that all these women had on these leggings, and I also had on leggings.
Okay.
But I didn't understand why I couldn't see their panty lines. Okay. And so I asked, my sister, I'm like, what are they doing to keep their panty lines from showing? I just don't understand it. And she says, well, they're probably wearing thongs. I'm like, oh my God, that makes so much sense. Thongs. And they probably wash with their hand. Anyway. Okay. And so I didn't have thongs. And so I went to Amazon and I went and I did my comparisons on the different thongs that they offer on Amazon.
Uh-huh.
And I found the ones that were, I thought would best suit my needs.
Mm-hmm.
And I ordered them.
Okay.
And that was all that I ordered, was three thongs so that I could wear thongs with my leggings.
Uh-huh.
And they delivered them to the wrong apartment. And I know that the people that live in the same apartment number on the other side of my apartment complex, I know it's an Asian guy.
Uh-huh.
And he's very proper. And he's very like,
mm-hmm.
yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, whatever. And so I dreaded having to go over there and ask for my thong delivery. Just in case, because maybe they opened it. I didn't know. Thank God. I think they moved or something. There was a leather chair sitting outside, uh-huh. and then my package of thongs. So I just went and stole it off their porch.
Did it say home. On the pack on the outside of the box, package of thongs?
No, but what could it have been? It was no pounds. It mm-hmm. weighed maybe 3 ounces. There's not really a whole lot of things that could have... But he probably wasn't thinking, I have my neighbor's thongs.
You probably,
but in my head, he was.
Yeah, you're putting too much thought into this, Shannon. I get small packages all the time.
I'll say this.
They're never thongs.
I liked my thongs good enough that I ordered more. Now I have 6 thongs.
Ooh, look at you fancy.
I know, right? It's like a whole new world down there. In many ways, but in other ways, not so much.
Still the same old thing.
Have you ever heard of, and this is not speaking to the state of my being down there, have you heard about January?
No.
It's like guys have Movember.
Oh, Lord.
Now women have January.
Why?
Why? When you're like me and you go to sleep alone most of the time and nobody's going to touch on your legs, why bother? So my legs... All of my shavable parts have not had a lot of experience with a razor lately because I started January in early December. I'm just curious, how bad could it possibly get? Can I braid one section of hair to the other and call it a day? I don't know. I know this is really attractive too.
That almost sounds painful.
What?
Braiding one section into the
next.
Well,
no, I haven't tried that, honestly. I can't let it get to that point because it bothers me.
I was just going to say, I can't imagine you letting it go too long.
No, I would rather sit there and literally tweeze each individual hair follicle at some point than shave it off. I've done it, too. I will just sit there and pull hair.
I've done that, but only on one section of my leg.
Okay, your leg.
It's weird. I have this one section of one leg where I get ingrown hairs.
Uh-huh.
And so on that section, I have to shave differently, and occasionally I have to pluck the hairs on my leg.
Oh, wow.
It's so weird. It's just that one side.
Okay, are you one of those people? Do you have hairy toes?
No.
Really?
No, that's, I mean, I have like an occasional one, but not like hairy toes.
I have like full on man hair on my toes and my fingers. Like I have hairy hands too.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I guess it would make sense.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a hairy person though. Like I don't have a lot of arm hair. Like my legs grow hair, but they're not like super, super hairy.
Right.
It's pretty sparse.
Okay. Well,
so.
Me too.
Plus I have brown skin. So unless it's really, really long, you can't tell.
That's so lucky.
I know.
I don't have brown skin. I'm very, very white.
Yeah, it's pretty helpful.
Very white.
Every once in a while, I'm like, oh, wow, I really need to shave. And then I'm like, yeah, nobody can tell.
That's what I go with, even when I know that they can. Okay, so over the holiday, my peepaw, my dad's dad, got sick.
Oh.
We lost him.
Aww.
This past on Christmas Eve. Or not Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve.
Aw, sorry.
That's okay. But at the hospital, we were sitting there waiting to see what's happening next. Mm-hmm. And somehow we got into this discussion of where did our names come from with my parents. And I always thought that my name came from that song about the dead dog or something. I don't know. Come to find out, my name came from a commercial that my dad saw on TV or something that he was watching on TV one day. He heard the name Shannon. He's like, oh, we're going to name our next kid that. My name has no meaning. It has no significance. Do you know how bad that hurt my feelings?
Shannon.
Because my older sister is named after that Barry Manilow song, Mandy. My younger sister is named after Pretty in Pink, Samantha. And then I'm just named after some snippet of a TV show or something that he saw and decided he liked the name, and then my mom misspelled my name because she was too drugged up. Can you see how I might feel like the outsider here?
My mom found my name in a book.
I've never heard Deontay. It took me a while to fully be convinced that I was saying that right.
So the story behind my name is my parents were convinced I was going to be a boy. So they had all these boy names picked out, and my mom couldn't think of any girl name that she liked, and the only one that she liked was Deontay, and it was in a book. And she found it in a book. There was no like great meaning behind it, and it's Greek, and it's actually pronounced Dianth, but because my mom is Mexican, she pronounces it like you would if you were saying it in Spanish.
Oh, so Deontay.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. So, see, you're not the only one who has just a random. And you know what? Also, that comes from, I think, within probably the last, I would say, 10 or 15 years, people are really into what you're going to name your baby and what does the name mean and what are the initials and does it spell out a word? And I think we've really gotten into that. And I think that's kind of carried over to how come I don't have a special name? How come I don't have a special meaning? What does the name mean? I remember when I was naming my kids, that was a big thing. What does it mean? Sometimes they're just names that you like.
Well, I'm looking up the meaning of my name right now. Shannon with two N's. It's an Irish name from Wise River.
Yeah. Sydney's That's name dumb. Is something of the meadow or something. I don't know. It doesn't have a really great meaning. And she's every once in a while, she's kind of pissy about that because it doesn't really mean anything. Her middle name means God's gracious gift. And it was my dad's favorite aunt's name, Jane. Growing up, I always wanted biblical names for my kids. And I just never really found one that I loved and that Kelly also liked. And what I wanted to name her was Michael. I wanted to name her Michael Jane and then call her Michael Jane. And Kelly was on board with that for a while. And then he was like, I really like the name Sydney. And I was like, yeah, I don't love that. But I was hardcore about the middle name being Jane. So I let him have Sydney. She's totally a Sydney. So it works. But
yeah.
Don't put too much thought into it.
Oh, I already did. It's okay.
Too late.
Oh, did you see? You posted something on Facebook about Jude or my, I don't remember which kid, doing something at the church. Like delivering something.
Oh, yes. So for Christmas Eve, so both the Biggs are both in choir and they sing on Christmas Eve at the children's service, I guess, children's mass, which is at 4 o'clock on Christmas Eve, which is great because we get mass over, we come home, we can relax, send everybody to bed.
Panic about the gifts that haven't gotten there. Yeah.
Right. So this year, so we have new priests, which is super exciting. Love, love both of them. They're Indian and they are both just the most amazing preachers and super sweet. And they're just really great. And so at the beginning of right before mass started, Father B comes to the choir director and says, when they bring up the gifts, we want the choir kids to come with them. And they're okay. So they send all the kids down. Well, then at the end of mass, he wanted her to send just a few of the kids to take the baby Jesus and place him in the manger.
Oh,
because and I know a lot of people don't do this, but because Jesus's birth, obviously not December 25th, but that's when we celebrate it. So when you put out your nativity scene, you're mm-hmm. not supposed to put baby Jesus out until Christmas.
Oh.
So we have the nativity scene is set up in the chapel, which is separate from the main sanctuary. So they wanted the choir kids to take baby Jesus and put him in the manger. Mm-hmm. And so there were several kids, probably 5 or 6 of them. And they chose Miles to carry the baby Jesus into the manger.
Aww.
I was so excited.
That is exciting.
It was so exciting, of course. But then I didn't get to see it actually happen because we are sitting over by the choir, which mm-hmm. is off to the side, and they're right. going back out down that main aisle. And so a couple of the parents that were seated closer, you know, turned around and they're like, oh, Miles is carrying baby Jesus. Miles is carrying baby Jesus. So I'm trying to look through the crowd, trying to get a glimpse of him. And uh-huh. I see all the other kids coming in front of him. And I have like this one little sliver. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I'm going to be able to just, you know, catch a glimpse of him. And as soon as he passed by, this woman leaned forward and I completely missed it.
Aww.
Not that I would have seen him carrying the actual baby, but mm-hmm. I could have seen at least him. But
yeah, that sucks.
But he was pretty excited about it, and I'm pretty sure that solidifies that he's going to be a priest.
Well, no, it doesn't.
I think it does.
Because that same weekend, guess who was chosen to deliver the body of Christ to the priest at the Gaborhood Catholic Church?
That is exciting.
Me.
It's exciting.
We got there early enough. Mm-hmm. It was me and a friend of the family. Mm-hmm. And he and I were selected to take the bread and the wine
nice.
To the priest. And let me tell you the discussions that preceded that walk up the aisle. Many things went through my head. Has anybody ever tripped while going up the aisle? What would they do if somebody fell and dropped the body of Christ or the wine on the floor?
Uh-huh.
Deontay, it took every ounce of self-control in my being not to accidentally trip on the way up there or not to accidentally sneeze on the stuff to see if they would take it from me and replace it.
It must hurt to be inside your head.
Oh my, Deontay, this was a legitimate conversation that I had with Felix, the guy that did the wine.
Uh-huh.
I was like, what would they frown upon me? It's the Sunday before Christmas, so that probably means it's an extra special service. Maybe I shouldn't do that, but it would be so entertaining. I texted my sister because she's always late.
Uh-huh.
I said, you need to get here to video me walking up. Taking the bread.
The
yeah. And apparently it would have been in poor taste to video that, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And so now it's my plan to take my GoPro and wear it on my head and get chosen to take the bread or the wine to the priest again.
I'm pretty sure if you're wearing the GoPro on your head, they're not going to choose you.
Well, I can put it on after they ask if I'll do it. Deontay.
I think they're going to get a backup.
That would go viral. I could be the viral church tripper or something if I did that.
Oh my gosh.
And I mean, they can't really get mad. Jesus made me do it. Jesus gave me the thought in my head to accidentally trip.
Yeah, I don't think that's Jesus.
That's Jesus.
I don't think that's Jesus.
But what would they do? Everybody takes it so seriously. And when
it is serious. It's the body of Christ.
Okay, yeah. But when they're walking back from delivering it to the priest, mm-hmm. like they have their hands in prayer position.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know you needed to do that. And that's just like as awkward as standing in front of a camera or something and not knowing what to do with your hands. So I'm just like walking, swinging my arms back and forth. I think midway through, I might have put them in my pockets for a second, but that didn't last because then my hands get sweaty. So I got to swing them to dry them off some more.
Shannon, the awkward Catholic.
Hey, I did it though. I delivered that body of Christ to Father Michael.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I have a story related to that.
Okay, go ahead.
So when I was a kid, the church that we went to was a brand new parish. Mm-hmm. And so our family, we were one of the first members mm-hmm. of this church. And our priest was really young. It's the same priest that baptized me and that married us. And but at that point, he was a brand new priest. And so they built the, I guess, church hall, I guess, for lack of a better term, mm-hmm. before they actually build the church, because you have to fundraise to get the big church built. So we had mass in the church hall for years and years until they built the big church. And so back then, when you bring the gifts up, the bread and the wine, they also brought the collection and mm-hmm. they put it, and it was in this big tall basket mm-hmm. and it was all these money and cash and coins and checks. And that week when my family brought the gifts up, my mom and dad were holding the bread and the wine, and I was carrying the basket. Mm-hmm. And it's this huge basket, and I was carrying it with my fingertips. Mm-hmm. So I'm holding it just on the very two edges with my fingertips. And I remember after mass, our priest told me, he was like, "I just knew you were going to drop that, and all of that money was just going to go rolling
amazing
down the aisle." I was like, "But I had it, but I don't know why I didn't hold it like with my complete hand or put my arms around it or whatever. For whatever reason, I was just holding it with my fingertips."
Can you imagine? Oh, that gives me another idea. What if they asked me to help with collection one day mm-hmm. and I make it rain in the church?
Again, this is not Jesus putting those thoughts in your head.
Because I don't have the devil in me.
No, not at all.
I don't, do I?
He may be sitting on your shoulder.
Maybe so. Okay, so I missed Christmas Eve service. I wanted to go. I was just tired. Mm-hmm. My nephews wore my butt out that day, so I missed it. But I got a text from Felix again. He went, and he said that apparently I don't know if they got a new organ player mm-hmm. or what the situation was, but apparently they were rocking out at Christmas Eve Mass.
Wow.
He said the father was trying to wrap up the service, mm-hmm. but the organ player was like trying to do "In a Gotta Da Vida" or something up there with the trumpet. And so he's just going on and on and on, and the priest is just standing there. And you know, there's so much up and down and all that, like, that has not changed.
No,
with the Catholic
much the
Church.
Same.
I wish somebody would have gotten video of that so bad. The In a Gotta Da Vida organ player. Oh my God, that would have made my life. Just reading that text, that it was awkward enough, like with the priest just standing there waiting, trying to wrap things up, made my day. You gotta love. Like, it's the Catholics are so, we are so regimented.
That's
like
true.
People know you put your hands out when they first start communion, and then there's a point where you raise them up a little bit higher.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that part.
Okay.
That's awkward to me. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Jesus. And there's chants that you say, which they've changed, by the way.
Yeah.
They have changed over the years, and I am not appreciative of that.
I know it's hard. It's hard to make the adjustment.
It is hard. May peace be with you, and also with you, is what they used to say.
Right.
But now it's like in...
And with your spirit.
And with your spirit.
Or in your spirit.
Something. Anyway, I'm a mumbler now. It's like, I know I'm supposed to be saying something, and it's like...
Well, here's what's funny about that, is a lot of times I'll go to... It's funny because when I was a kid, like the Saturday evening mass, the vigil mass, mm-hmm. was all like families and kids. Because you would come like straight from soccer or basketball or whatever, and it would be kids in uniforms and mm-hmm. all of that. Well, now it's just old people. But we go a lot on Saturday so that we can sleep in on Sunday and mm-hmm. kind of, you know, have a casual day. So it's all old people. And they started those changes, I would say, 3 years ago, maybe four. It's been several years. I can't remember the ins and outs
of
why and blah,
I don't
blah, blah.
I don't really want to know why. I just want to complain.
But here we are 3-4 years later, and every single old person will pull out the hymnal where they have, you know, mm-hmm. all the prayers written, because still here we are 3-5 years later and they still don't know. So don't feel bad that you don't know.
I don't feel bad at all. I just kind of feel like a poser sometimes.
Yeah.
But I'm not. And I feel so uncomfortable. And I said this before, I think. But just the turn around and greet the person around you.
Oh,
and
yeah.
then, again, you have to wish them peace. And you can't just fist bump and wish them peace. You have to actually shake their hand.
You don't have to.
well, these people around me want to shake hands. And I, because my sister is notoriously late to everything that they do, we sit at the back of the church, which is where all the people with the children sit.
Right.
And I've noticed that the kids, they have a lot of coughs, they have a lot of sniffles, and they're wiping their boogers with something. And I felt so bad, but I shook her hand. We were doing Peace Be With You. And this little girl puts her hand up to shake mine and wish me peace. So I shook her hand, but I wanted to gag at the same time because she was sick.
Then you need to take the sanitizer gel stuff.
It's not enough. It's not enough. I don't understand, and I will never understand. I can't wrap my head around anybody wanting to take the body of Christ, even if it is the body of Christ, taking a piece of bread from somebody else's hand when they didn't just come from the kitchen. They didn't just come from the bathroom, because the bathroom's back where I'm at.
I know, but they all use hand sanitizer.
But that can't be healthy to eat either.
Well,
I mean, I guess if it's a choice between eating sanitizer or getting the flu, I'd rather eat the sanitizer.
Well, here's the way I look at it. God's probably not going to let you die from taking the body of Christ.
What about the wine?
It's the blood of Christ.
Wiping it off with a cloth is not getting rid of the germs. You might as well be drinking it from straws in a hot tub.
I can't believe you just said that.
It's just as bad.
Again, God is not going to let you die from taking the bread and the body and the blood of Christ.
But is Jesus going to keep you from getting mouth herpes?
I can't wait.
I can't wait until you come up here with a giant bump on your lip. And I'm not even going to ask you if you got it from sexually doing something. I'm going to assume it was drinking the blood of Christ.
Oh my God. I hate you so much right now.
Why? Because now you're going to worry about mouth herpes, aren't you?
I am not going to worry about mouth herpes.
Why do you hate me? This is something that we should really be thinking about.
You've surpassed the awkward Catholic. You're like the very worst awkward Catholic.
The people that are standing up there, if they see somebody come up with a giant cold sore, can they turn them around, or do they have to give them the wine or the juice or whatever it is?
I would hope that the people with the cold sore would know better than to drink from
them. People are not that self-aware.
Oh.
Judgment, people. So I'll let you know if I get to carry the bread or wine again, and I'll let you know how it goes.
If you get a heads up, let me know so I can come to Mass with you.
8:30 Sunday.
All right.
Gaberhood. Meet me there.
See you later, alligator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.